The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, known as CARES, was the largest stimulus bill ever passed in the United States. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports that Wyoming's cut went to various sectors of the economy, but there's criticism of how that money was split up and concerns that Wyoming will need more funding as the pandemic continues.
The stated goal of CARES Act was to support individuals, families, businesses, and industries as they weather the economic fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic. The act included those $1,200 checks most received in the spring. It supplemented state unemployment benefits and included more than $1 trillion in forgivable loans for businesses and corporations. The CARES Act also directly paid each state no less than $1.25 billion to be spent as the state saw fit. Wyoming has now divvied up and spent almost that entire amount. Michael Perlman, a spokesman for Governor Mark Gordon, says the money has been well spent, fortifying livelihoods and protecting lives.
We know that there's going to be continued challenges for the economy, but we're trying to look forward to sort of the next phase. I think that the CARES Act money that we have received has been really effectively utilized.
The largest chunk of this funding, about half a billion, or 40% of the state's total, was put into business and economic relief efforts.
The legislature set out some parameters as to how they wanted to see the money spent. And one of the big ones was to make sure that Wyoming businesses got an adequate amount through what was a difficult spring.
That half a billion was distributed by the Wyoming Business Council, with grants awarded throughout the year. Originally, business and economic relief efforts were given just $325 million. But as the pandemic wore on, additional funds were brought under the Business Council's purview and distributed to business and agriculture. Josh Durrell runs the Business Council and says he's proud of what the money has accomplished, allowing businesses to survive and even rebound.
And this money was really intended to provide business relief and help our community stay strong during the course of the year, knowing that it was going to be really, really challenging. We had over 9,000 businesses applied for relief, and that accounted for almost 40,000 employees across the state.
The Business Council also supported programs to boost broadband access and to help oil and gas companies complete projects delayed by the pandemic. The Council's last round of grant giving was the Endurance Fund, which helped some small businesses and nonprofits. It gave out more than $80 million, but still had to turn down some applicants.
I think the need was greater. And so here's a little bit of the challenge. I know that folks needed more, and we could have used some more to fund that.
But Durrell says applicants turned down for previous grants were given preference.
So at least everybody that needed something got something out of the program.
Some CARES funding also went to education and healthcare for a variety of needs, from technology to staff recruitment. The governor also devoted $136 million to testing and contact tracing, with the lion's share spent on testing. Business relief, education, and healthcare together accounted for almost 80% of the state's CARES funding. And the smallest sliver of CARES funding, less than 0.5%, went to eviction protection and food insecurity efforts. According to those who work closely with the issue, that's nowhere near enough help for Wyoming's at-risk population.
I think it's heartbreaking.
That's Josh Watanabe, the executive director of Laramie Interfaith. Although it's known mainly as a food pantry, one of Interfaith's main goals is actually homelessness prevention, helping people through hard times with vouchers or rental assistance.
Our phones ring nonstop. Now, that's not all housing, but I have difficulty having conversations with my staff because the phone does not stop ringing.
The Wyoming Emergency Housing Assistance Program was originally given $15 million in CARES funding. By December, the program had given out just a little more than 10% of that, returning the rest to the governor for reallocation. The housing program's director called it a success, saying that this 10%, this $1.5 million, accurately represented the need in Wyoming. But Watanabe says that's insulting. The need is much greater. In Laramie, Interfaith paid out $200,000 in rental and utility assistance last year. That's what they can afford with the funding they have. But Watanabe estimated the need could be as great as 2 or 3 times that, and that's just in Laramie.
There is an unknown and unmeasured need. You know, we're not the solution right now. We can't meet the need that is out there. We can't do it alone.
The CARES Rental Assistance Program rejected 1/3 of the applications it received, in part because it had stringent qualifications. Certain income and copay requirements had to be met, and someone's loss of income had to be directly related to the pandemic. At Interfaith, Watanabe said that particular qualification leaves out a lot of people who are struggling right now.
You know, if somebody couldn't get a job in February before COVID happened, there was zero chance of them getting a job in April after COVID shut everything down. So they may not have lost their job because of COVID, but they certainly weren't going to find a job with COVID happening.
The new stimulus package from Congress doesn't include a direct payment to Wyoming this time, but it does give the state more time to distribute the $18 million from CARES that's still unallocated. It's not clear if the issue of rental assistance will be revisited. For Wyoming Public Radio, this is Jeff Victor.